Time to find out what's happening in Tumby Bay with Amy from Council. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Keith?
I am very well, thank you. Have you recovered from Colour Tumby yet?
Oh, it was a huge mad march with Colour Tumby and at the Bay, and it just has not stopped here. It's still buzzing, the town is. It's incredible.
So what do we have coming up this month? Because the Salt Festival is going to be in town.
Yes, that's what's happening. Coming up later this month, we're hosting a performance from the Salt Festival. And we are lucky enough to have an Adelaide band called George Glass come and see us with a performance called Art Attack. And so what that is they have this band playing. They've got an eclectic mix of funk-driven music, and while they are playing, the audience is invited to come on stage and actually paint this giant collaborative canvas. So then by the end of the performance, they have this amazing art piece that's been created by the audience members. And I believe that they're doing this on a regional tour. And when they have finished their shows in all these towns, they then have this exhibition full of these creative artworks. So that'll be lots of fun.
So you could actually see the music, technically.
Well, I guess that's the concept. It's a fascinating idea, yeah.
I like that idea. And on the same weekend as the Salt Festival being in town, we're going a lot more somber with the Anzac ceremony.
Yeah, that's right. So that George Glass performance, that's on April 24. So if you want details on that, just go to saltfestival.com.au. That's a Saturday. And then on the Sunday, Anzac Day in Tumby Bay is always an amazing, beautiful morning here on the Tumby Bay foreshore. But this year it's going to be a bit different because we do have COVID restrictions in mind. So the RSL will be hosting its service, but they're going to set up a small seated area for their guests. But they are not going to be deterring the public from coming along, obviously. So people are welcome to come and attend the area outside of that cordoned off section. The dawn service that normally happens, that will be 6:30 for a 6:45 start. And yeah, like I said, it's just stunning down there at the foreshore and around the monument there, so no doubt there'll be a lot of us there. We're just encouraged to observe social distancing protocols.
And I hear that there's something coming up a little bit further down the track sometime in July with the Adelaide Guitar Festival.
Yeah, that's right. So Council and Tumby Progress have been are very excited to be working with Adelaide Guitar Festival. They are planning on a date of Saturday, July 17th, so save that date in your diaries. What we're working on is a moving feast of guitar performances throughout some really great venues in Tumby Bay, so there might be sort of four or five different performances throughout the afternoon of Saturday, July 17th, and I think soon we'll be able to pass on the names of artists and things that are coming, but that's all being worked out at the moment. So stay tuned for more details on that.
We'll certainly keep you up to date here on Good Morning EP when those details do come through. Amy, thank you very much, and we'll chat to you in a month's time.
Thank you, Keith.